We will put this recording, once I figure out how to retrieve it, on the website, on the AgriBuilder website in the community of interest section. So it will be located there for those that can't make this or future meetings. We'll put those in there. A little bit about what I think the purpose of this community of interest is and should be, and if anybody has any objections or thinks we need to expand it, let me know. Most of you probably know what the mission of AgriBuilder is, basically to enable a lifestyle of high quality for farmers and ranchers and people in agricultural fields with disabilities. Basically so that they can succeed in rural America. We're expanding that, of course, to reach out to veterans, and the priorities of AgriBuilder, I think, fit in perfectly with what we're trying to do with veterans, and this is also on the AgriBuilder website of developing service capacity through educational programs, adapting new technologies, delivering program content through appropriate educational venues. We also are encouraging networking so that we can share information and share the provision of services, which is very critical to veterans. And, of course, funding, finding out what funding is available for those that are not employed by AgriBuilder, but those that are in agricultural fields, and especially veterans. And we provide direct services also to those veterans. So that's kind of the focus of AgriBuilder and veterans, and that's kind of what we're here today to do. But I don't think we need to focus strictly on veterans with disabilities. We can focus just on veterans in these phone calls. So for this first call, I'd like to start off with just introductions, and I'll start off introducing myself. Those of you in AgriBuilder programs probably are tired of seeing my bio on different things, but basically I came on board here the 1st of September. I retired 4 years ago from the Army with 31 years of service, and I come from an agricultural background. I grew up on a family farm and am still the president of our family farm and have just recently moved back to that family farm. I graduated actually with an agricultural degree from Purdue many, many years ago, and I'm really glad to be back at Purdue and in the AgriBuilder program. So if we can start off, now I know this may be, I can't mute in all of the out there so that you can't talk, but if you could put your phone on mute while other people are talking, it would help to eliminate some of the background noise that we might have. So let's start off with other introductions. And Michael, could we start with you?
Sure. Thanks, Cindy. Yes, I'm Michael O'Gorman. I'm the founder and director of the Farmer Veteran Coalition. AgriBuilder is a key partner to ours. I sit on their national board, and Dr. Field sits on our board, and we are contributing to the employment of Cindy in this really key position, which will be doing a lot of liaison, including with us. FVC is going through a growth mode, and we've hired on 4 new employees since the beginning of January. We're concentrating on hiring staff that is helping man the phones and give direct service and advice to the veterans that are calling in. We also have we have a staff of 8 here in Davis, California, and 4 half-time veterans out of the state, which offer subject matter expertise in food safety, in legal aid, in business planning, and we have a 4th one we've just hired that's going to be doing work in New York and with Cornell. And so our services include a small grants program, which we're going to be reopening applications for. We're hoping to give out $300,000 this year in small grants. So anybody that here is particularly of a disabled veteran or a combat disabled veteran is going to really get moved to the head of the line. What we look for in small grants are veterans who are already begun farming. We don't want to make the first $5,000 donation to their farm, and then we never give money to the veteran. It's always a third party purchase, and so we'll look forward to working with everyone, and I'll let some other people get introduce themselves. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you, Michael. I hope we can talk sometime this week about the Farmer Veteran Panel for the NTW.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. Any day but Friday. Yes.
Okay. Somebody else want to come on and introduce yourself?
This is Linda Tarr from Southern Indiana.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, this is Jill Beth Rath with the National Agribility Project in Goodwill.
Hi, Jill Beth.
Hello, friends. Tom Bryant.
Hey, Tom, why don't you talk a little bit about what you're doing in New York?
Thank you. Yes, I'm currently working with several veterans, some disabled and in need of Agribility's, some of the apparatuses that they provide, basically, and actually some other relatives that are in different states. So we're really reaching out there now. Had some good success. We now have a new farm partner that we're sharing the work of raising turkeys and rabbits and vegetables and herbs. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Tim Taylor, a neighbor of Tom Bryant.
Tim, what? What's your last name?
This is Tim Taylor.
Oh. Hi, Tim.
I'm a disabled non-combat vet, 34 years Navy. I have a 70-acre farm in central New York State. I've been investigating the feasibility of a project that I call the Warrior Farm Project, either for my farm or one in the vicinity in between Cornell and Syracuse University, where they have the Institute for Veterans and Military Families. I've been doing this feasibility study for a farm incubator for post 9/11 severely injured veterans to take the next step in getting their own farm as a career in particularly organic farming. As a result, I'll be going down to the entrepreneurial boot camp for veterans with disabilities being held at Louisiana State University in February.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Hey. We have a couple others on the line that have been to that same program, so they can probably, I could probably link you two up to talk about that.
I have probably talked to them already, including Michael O'Gorman and Tom Bryant.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Tim, for calling.
Sure.
Anybody else want to introduce yourself?
This is Carrie Ebert. I'm the Kansas Agribility Project Coordinator.
Carrie, are you still doing things with the, I think it was Fort Leavenworth or Fort Riley program?
Fort Riley, yes, we are. We're working on programs for transitioning soldiers who are in the Warrior Transition Battalion right now.
Okay. Is that still ongoing?
Yes. Slow, okay. But it is ongoing.
Okay. Great.
And Cindy, this is Erin Kimbrough with Texas Agribility.
Erin, you want to, did you change your name? Was it Pelosi?
I'm sorry, yes, I got married in September, and I keep calling myself Pelosi. I'm working on changing it to Kimbrough. Sorry, guys.
All right, so can you talk a little bit about what you're doing in Texas? Because I know you've got some ag workshops going on there.
Yes, we do agriculture workshops for veterans throughout the state. We received a grant from RMA to hold 10 workshops. Last year, between 2013 and 2014, and we're continuing with those ag workshops through Agribility funding this year, and through those workshops, we've helped roughly 400 veterans with agriculture business planning and development, some business ideas, and we also offer some help with working through the USDA programs that offer funding. And we're also continuing to work with one of the Houston VA hospitals has expressed interest in kind of an incubator training project that we're pursuing now, and just a couple other things within trying to partner with the VA to hold some of those workshops and whatnot.
Okay. Erin is, I think, is going to give a presentation at the NTW in April on what they're doing in Texas, so that ought to be beneficial to everybody. Thanks, Erin.
Yes, ma'am.
Someone else?
Hi, this is Davey Leghorn from the American Legion.
Hi, Davey.
Hello.
This is Kirk Ballin and Virginia Program Coordinator here to listen and learn. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Kirk.
This is Rick Geringer out in Wyoming.
And Rick, do you want to tell everybody what you do?
Well, I'm with Wyoming Independent Living, and that's my main job. We are now an affiliated AgriBuilty state, so I'm still providing AgriBuilty services through the independent living position I have. And right now I'm kind of a listening and learning too, because I would, I'm not sure if there are contact points out here in Wyoming for veterans getting, whether it's just veteran information or more specifically veterans that want to get involved with agriculture. But I just want to be available out here in Wyoming if there is a veteran that needs a contact point out here.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Sydney. This is Tom Youngman from Vermont. I'm also with the Independent Living Center, Vermont Center, and we are working with veterans through our VCIL, and we're also trying to form a state chapter here in Vermont.
Thanks, Tom.
Hi, this is Lonnie with Maine AgriBuilty.
Lonnie?
Lonnie Carlson. And we're working with Michelle Fannin Steele trying to get the Maine chapter of the Farmer Veteran Coalition up and going.
Okay.
This is Ann Reiter. I'm the Program Coordinator for AgriBuilty of Utah, and we're trying to find the right connection to get things going. We have a couple of people who are good at making suggestions of individuals to talk to, but we're running into a lot of dead ends. So we're still working on it.
Okay. So hopefully we can find some ways to knock down some of those folks.
And what's your last name? Taylor.
Reiter. It's like either with an R.
Thanks. I want to contact you later.
This is Joetta from Tennessee, and we're just on that right connection as well.
I'm sorry, can you repeat? We had some sounds there. I couldn't hear your name.
This is Joetta White from Tennessee AgriBuilty, and we are just trying to find that right connection too.
Okay.
This is Eileen, the other end of the state of Tennessee, representing University of Tennessee, and we're excited. Two of our farmers will hopefully be doing the Homegrown by Heroes label, and we're on the set to learn what other states are doing.
Okay, great.
Hi, Sarah.
Ms. Jill Proctor from North Carolina AgriBuilty.
Joe Proctor?
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle Proctor, okay.
And I'm Sarah Creech. I'm with Blue Yonder Organic Farm. It's a veteran-owned farm in Indiana. We have about 43 acres. We do pastured meats, vegetables, fruits, and we are working on putting together a training program for military veterans, kind of like an intro to ag. It's a week-long hands-on program, And our first program is going to be in June of this year. And then we're working on putting together an incubator program to follow that up as well.
Thanks, Sarah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is, can you all hear me? I feel like I have a good response. Hey, this is Alicia Moore, and I work at Sarah Creech's farm at Blue Yonder Organic Farm. I'm currently not at the farm right now. I took a little bit of time off this winter to deal with some family issues, and then I came out to California for a week, and I got engaged. So my life has been a little busy lately. But
congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a weird time in my life, you know, but I work at Blue Yonder. I've been there for about just over a year, and like Sarah said, we're working on a training program for vets. Sarah and I are also EBV graduates. We did LSU last year. I'm interested in food education and food systems, mostly food security. I saw a lot of food insecurity after I did a tour in Iraq, and I'm just fascinated by food, and I like eating food. I love my fellow veterans, and I'm committed to them and helping them heal through farming. So just doing a little bit of that at the farm and some farm chores, and just really excited for what the future has. So that's all.
Great. Thanks, Alicia.
Hi, this is Dee Jepson. I'm with the Ohio Agribility Project, and I'm not sure if any of my other Ohioans are online right now. So if they are, this would be their time to say hi. Okay.
This is Guy Zirk. I'm in Ohio. I'm with Headquarters Marine Corps and Wounded Warrior Regiment, assisting Wounded Warriors transition. So I'm in Ohio, and I'd like to link up with you sometime.
Yeah, I did send Guy, I sent him Andy Bowers and John Zeller's contact information for him to call Dee.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Zeller said he was going to be on the phone call today. He told me that this morning, so something must have happened.
He might be on.
John, are you out there? I'd like him to talk a few minutes about what he's doing at the VA in Cincinnati. Well, hopefully he'll come on in a few minutes. Okay, anybody else out there?
This is Tom Bryant. I'm currently training under contract to Central Bus Company welders. I'm afraid I've got to get back to that duty. But Cindy, thank you very much. Joe Beth, thanks. Michael, Tim, all our new friends. Look forward to communicating with you further. Thanks. If I get a chance to get back on, I will certainly do so.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Cindy, I'm Jim Williams in Illinois Agribility. And we're an unaffiliated state, but we'll do our best to work with any veterans and look forward to your future calls. And I do
all
have
right.
to leave now. So next
all right.
two
Thanks,
months
Jim.
From now, we'll hear from you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cindy, my name is Donna Hanehi, Agribility Virginia and Virginia Tech, and
okay.
I'm here to learn.
Okay. Thanks, Don.
Welcome.
Anybody else out there that hasn't spoken yet? No? Okay. What I foresee in the future we do, there were a lot more people that, yes. Hello, someone else just come on the line? Okay. I think there's a way I can turn off the doorbell. Yes.
I think what you heard was two people leaving.
Was somebody leaving? Yes, I think so. I just turned the doorbell off so we won't hear those. Okay, for following future COIs, future conference calls, or they could be webinars also, what I'd like to do is if you would send me topics that are of interest to you, and even more important, if you've got an expert or someone that can speak to those or give a presentation, that would be great, because if you send me a request for a certain topic, then I'm going to have to find somebody to speak on it. So if you have someone that can do that, let me know, because they can do that from anywhere in the country. And then what I'll do is before the next conference call in March, I'll send out what we use here at Purdue is called a Qualtrics poll and see what your level of interest is on different topics that we've had recommended. And then we will schedule the ones that have the most interest for future conference calls. And, of course, those could change. We'll have one in March, and then we'll skip April because, of course, April is the national training workshop. Wanted to talk just a little bit about the NTW, the National Training Workshop, that's April, those of you who don't know, it's April 13th through 16th in Rochester, New York. We are planning on and working with Joe Beth and Goodwill in the Finger Lakes to put together a specific veterans track, veteran farmer track. There's a farmer track, farmer training track, and the veterans track will be on separate days because we figured that most of those veteran farmers would like to participate in both of those. So they are on separate days. If you can or know of veteran farmers out there or veteran wannabe farmers, please let me know and I can send them a stipend application and we can see if we can pay for their travel to get there. If your state can't pay for it, please let me know because we want to get as many veteran farmers or veteran wannabe farmers there as possible. Some of the things we have already gotten committed, we've got commitments to actually do presentations for the veteran farmers. Our Syracuse University is going to give a presentation on the entrepreneurial boot camp for veterans with disabilities that we already talked about, but we'll give a presentation on that. Cornell University has given me a maybe on a presentation on their program. They have their small farms program at Cornell has a subdivision of it that's specifically for veterans. I'm hoping to get suicide prevention from the Goodwill of the Finger Lakes. Texas Agribility has their agricultural workshops or veteran workshops for agriculture that they're going to give a presentation on. Captain Zerks, I'm hoping, is going to give a presentation on PTSD and other common disabilities for veterans. And I've gotten some other ideas from people, but haven't found the appropriate person to give that presentation. So if you've got any ideas, please shoot me emails, or if you want to bring it up now, please do so. I'm going to work with Michael and the Farmer Veteran Coalition on a farmer veteran panel discussion. So that's something else we'll work with him on. I've already gotten commitments from several farmer veterans in New York, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. Getting farmer veterans to sit on the panel. Any recommendations, suggestions for me on the NTW, veterans training track?
Cindra, I know Joe Beth would probably say this, but there's an organizing call tomorrow at 2:00 by the NTW committee. So if you do have if anybody out there has any ideas, getting them to Joe Best in particular would be a good thing since we have that call tomorrow.
That's a New York-focused call?
No, that's actually our national conference planning call, Cindy.
Oh, that one. Okay, and I'm going to be on that call too, so yes. Okay,
so send
great.
Your suggestions to Cindra or Joe Best.
That's great, yes. What we want to hear for presentations, and I please do this. I know that you've all got something going on in your state that is, like, for example, in Ohio. I know that John Zeller is working with the VA there to work with the in Cincinnati at the VA to work on some farmer veteran programs. Somewhere in your state, there's some things that are going on. Please shoot me emails with that contact information because we can use that in future conference calls here, or we can use that at a training session or at the NTW. I'm also working on expanding the Agribility website to include a veteran site on the agribility site that has veteran-specific topics of interest, veteran-specific resources. We also need some, you know, some veteran farmers that actually give a video presentation that is on our site, like we do with other farmers that are on the AgriAbilities main site. So I know you're all working with some veteran farmers out there. Please send me their names and contact information if you think they'd be willing to share information. And, you know, I'm willing to send somebody out or get somebody to do a video or an interview with some of these so we can get them on our website and get videos out there that you can give to veteran farmers also. So I want information from you, and I want to know what your roadblocks are. Some of you mentioned that there's doors you can't open. I'm working on trying to find what those are here in my own state right now so that I can expand that information out to the rest of you. I know that probably working with the VA, VR in your states may be a little bit difficult, and that's a nut that I haven't cracked completely yet, but I'm working on it. But if you, if some of you have found some ways to crack that nut, then I certainly would welcome your input. That's all I have today, unless somebody else has come on the line and wants to introduce themselves.
Sindra, this is Tim Taylor. Could I ask a question?
Sure.
There are about five individuals on this call that I would like to further communicate with before I go down to the EBV program at LSU about my project. Does everybody on the call feel okay that if I ask Sindra for your email address that I could send you an email?
Yeah, this is Alicia. If me and Sarah went to EBV, you can email me anytime. Call me anytime, text me, whatever. Same here.
Yeah, I'm not sure I have all the email addresses from the email that Sindra sent out about this meeting. So I can get those through Sindra if it's okay with everybody.
Sure. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
If anybody has a problem with that, let me know. But otherwise, I'll make all contact information, especially all the AgriAbilities programs are right there on our website. That shouldn't be an issue. But others, if you have an issue with me distributing your email address or contact information, let me know. Yes, somebody else had a question, comment?
You actually just answered it. I was going to ask that if you could send out who people are and what they do and their contact information so we keep a master list. That would be really helpful for us.
That's what I'm trying to do right now. I've made a list of who I thought might be on this phone call and what they do, and I've added to it. So I will do that. I'll probably, once I get that up, I will put on the AgriAbilities website, under the main menu, there's a community of interest. There's already, I think, three other communities of interest. I'll add the veterans one on there, and underneath that will be a contact list and specific programs. And there are some programs that I want to put on there that their representatives weren't able to call in today, too.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody have anything else or any questions? What I would ask is that you really, really think about what you want, if there is something really gnawing at you that you want, either a presentation here as a conference call or a subject presented at the NTW, please send me those as soon as possible because I need to start working on that. And we'll get the information out as we can, and hopefully we'll have some good presentations in the following month. Okay. With that, I will end it. Thank you all for calling in, and we'll do this again in 2 months.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. Tom.